I can barely hear Bart, though.
Well, I was talking quiet.
Yeah. All right, I got you.
I walked in the parking lot. So.
All right, here we go.
Get on the first tee box. We're live on location.
May have special guests.
Welcome back to Sports Talk 99.1 FM, 1500 AM KPGM. Happy to have you along with us for another edition of our Pick'em segment with Chris Rivard and Tim Bart. Both these guys still tied, 25 wins, 25 games correctly. Last week, Coach Bart missed on the co-op. He also missed on Oklahoma State. Then Coach Rivard, he missed on Barnsdall Hominy and the co-op, and he got Texas and Oklahoma State right. So they both missed three last week, two or three. Both missed the same number. Both missed co-op.
Because no, I picked the upset. I picked the Barnsdall Panthers. So
yeah, and you got that one right. And then Coach Rivard missed it, but you missed Oklahoma State.
That's right.
And Rivard got Texas.
See? See, that's what you get for picking the Cowboys.
Every time you pull,
that's your fault.
You break your heart every time.
Hey, I think our ratings are going up on this show. I had some people tell me they're listening to it.
I'm not
surprised. They're enjoying it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Weekly.
It is
weekly. They say they look forward to it. The word's spreading.
We got
Bart today. He's live on location at the golf course at the Elk.
He said he
Open.
Was two beers in earlier.
Yeah,
That's accurate or not.
I hope it doesn't affect his picking.
I had to slow down a little today, boy. It's been a hard day.
Yeah. So you can multitask. You can play golf and pick these games and talk on the radio.
Yeah, pretty good.
Wow. That's impressive.
I was getting hold of all the coaches yesterday when I was playing, but I didn't work. It happened.
Well, we've got Bart going first because I think Rivard went first last week.
That's right.
Tied,
that's right.
So
that's right.
Yeah.
We'll have Coach Bart go first this week after the tie. And let's go ahead. Let's just start with the big one. Let's go with the big one right off the top. Here on KPGM, 2-4-0 teams, Barnsdall and Pawhuska. Barnsdall came back from 19 points down to clip Hominy 36-33 last week. Pawhuska, I think, had a little harder time than a lot of people thought they might at Morrison. They won 20-12. They had to get a late interception with a minute left as Morrison was driving down by 8 to seal that victory. So it's a big one tonight. It's in Pawhuska. The Huskies hosting Barnsdall. Someone going to pick up their first loss of the year. Coach Bart?
Man, if I was in town, I would definitely go to that game. I think that's a top game in the state this week. I don't know. I think the Huskies just has too much offense. But, I mean, 19 down and come back and win, that shows you that Barnsdall players aren't going to quit and lay down. So I think it'll be a close one. I don't think there's going to be, a big head, but I'm going to go with the Huskies.
So Coach Bart takes the Huskies. Coach Rivard.
Well, you know what? You're exactly right, Coach Bart. It's going to be a great game. It's going to be exciting. Both teams are going to be fired up. I'm sure all those kids know each other. I mean, what are they, 30 miles apart? So it's going to be exciting, but I've got to go with the home team, Pawhuska, at the beach tonight. It's going to beat the Barnsdall Panthers.
Let's move our sights down to Ramona. Caney Valley unfortunately lost to Liberty last week. Liberty broke a 36-game losing streak, beat Caney Valley 8-7. Trojans looking for their first victory of the year. Still, they're hosting Kiefer. Coach Bart.
And now, sorry for Caney Valley. I thought that was one they could get. I think Kiefer gets them this week. I think Kiefer's just a little better than Caney Valley, and I think they win.
Coach Rivard?
Coach Bart didn't hear what you said first. Didn't you say that Caney Valley got beat and Liberty broke a 36-game losing streak? And the score was 8-6, right?
8-7, I believe.
Something relatively close. And you think this game's going to be a good game?
No.
Okay. Well, you acted like you were going to. I think the sun's already getting to you at the golf course. This is Kiefer big. Kiefer wins big,
Kiefer's going to win easily.
Yeah, okay. They're going to win big.
I hope you guys are both wrong.
I do. I hope I'm wrong as well. But I just think, though, Caney Valley, they're just so young this year. They've got an eighth grade group, I think, that's really good. And next year, yeah, this year, I'm going to have to go through some growing pains.
The co-op, Copan South Coffeyville, they lost pretty big to Blue Jacket a week ago. They're going to be taking on a JV club and kind of a tune-up next week before their district play begins. So this is really their final non-district game. It's in South Coffeyville against an 0-3 Olive Club, which has been outscored 151-8 thus far. So Copan South Coffeyville hosting Olive tonight. Coach Bart.
I think this is a no-brainer. The co-op wins this game. They ran into a buzzsaw last week with Coach Blue Jacket from Blue Jacket, whipped them pretty good. But I think they're gonna, get off the snide and they're gonna get a W this week.
All right,
I think you're exactly right. I got a little inside track, and I had a guy tell me that if they can't beat Olive, then they shouldn't play another game this year.
We're getting kind of rough. Said,
we are. Jeez. We are. You're right. Our ratings have gone up, so we got a little bit
punches,
of confidence,
man.
You know?
It's a Jim Traber hour here.
The co-op, for sure, tonight.
Okay.
In the win.
Co-op, both of you guys picking them over Olive. Let's go to Wesleyan Christian. Wesleyan Christian School, they took last week off because of the Southwest Covenant thing. They will be at home against Foyle tonight for homecoming. Foyle 2-2, Wesleyan Christian 2-1. So the Mustangs hosting Foyle here in Bartlesville. Coach Barr.
I think I'm going to go with the Christians. I mean, I think that they offensively they can score points. It showed in the earlier games. I don't think the off week last week hurts them at all. That's a tough period. That's just a tough time, tragic. And they went through that a few years ago, so they know how that feels. So I think Wesleyan wins this game.
Yeah, you know, I read a deal that the Wesleyan kids went down to Covington and went to that the funeral or services or whatever it was there. And that shows a lot of class by that school and those kids and teaches them a lot of things. So a lot of respect for them. Tonight they're playing Full Panthers. Full Panthers, they're not a bad football team. They come in, 2-2?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, have had lost a couple of close ones, I believe, if I remember right.
But Foyle, big win over Welch. They got a forfeit win over Blue Jacket and Coach Blue Jacket, and then they lost a couple close ones to Canadian and Claremore Christian.
Yeah.
How come Blue Jacket didn't play? What was that story?
That's a good question. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it was an eligible player, not sure, but it's a 2-0 win according to the schedule here. So, huh. I don't know.
Well, just for fun, I'll take the Full Panthers just to pick against Bart.
Foyle, Coach Revard takes. Let's go to Oklahoma Union. Cougars trying to get into the playoffs for the second straight season. They've got a tough one at Rejoice Christian tonight. Oklahoma Union at Rejoice Christian. Coach Bart.
I think Oklahoma Union's got a good team, but I think Rejoice is just too good. I mean, they're the typical small private school. They got a lot of kids that may play at Owosso or Collinsville, and they're going to Rejoice, so I don't think it looks very good this week for them. So I'm going to take Rejoice.
Yeah, I've seen Rejoice, and they remind me a lot of Cashel Hall back in the day when I had to play them. They were in our district every year, and you know, all their kids are 6'1", 6'2", 225, 30 pounds. Good-looking kids. Good-looking bunch of athletes is really what they are. You know, they've got a shot to win the whole thing this year. Like I said, I've watched Rejoice and I've watched Pahuska, and I thought Pahuska was really good, and they are really good, but Rejoice is at another level. So, unfortunately, for Oklahoma Union tonight, Rejoice is going to beat them.
Let's go up to Dewey, Coach Revard's Bulldoggers. They are 2-1. Big win they got over Vanita a week ago. That was a very nice victory for them. They will be hosting a 1-2 Victory Christian Club tonight. First district game for them, Coach Barr.
Dewey Bulldoggers all the way.
What a homer. Wow. What a homer. He's picked against them for years.
He picked him last week, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, I did.
We started winning. We start winning.
No, the Adair, the loss to Adair, and how they played this on Monday to prove that they were going to be a competitive playoff contender. So, and then what they did to Bonita, when you look at comparable school scores across the state, which I know you shouldn't do, but you do, I think they're in the thick of this thing. I think they have it. I think they win.
All right, Coach Rebar.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, victory's down this year from what they have been. They're not that powerhouse that they were. Bulldoggers got some momentum. They're playing well. The Carner boys throwing the ball around well, got some basketball kids out that you know, they're not only helping them on the offensive side of the ball, they're really helping them on the defensive mm-hmm. side. So gonna go watch that game tonight. I'm excited about it. Of course, I'm picking the Bulldoggers tonight. Coach Turner's going to lead them to a victory. I'm excited. Everybody in the town is going to be probably swarming the streets tonight.
There you go. That should be a good one. Nowata nearly beat Kansas a year ago. The Ironmen going to host them tonight for homecoming, looking for their first win. Nowata hosting Kansas.
Honestly, I don't know anything about Kansas.
They're 2-1.
What's their record?
They're 2-1. They've beaten two Class A schools, though. So they're 2-1 with two wins over Class A school.
I'm going to go with Ironman. I think they get their first win of the year. That means Kansas is stepping up in class a little bit. Got to play a little tougher competition. I think their record's fool's gold. And I think Noah's going to get a W.
All right, Coach Rebar.
Well, that's interesting. I got a little insight on Little Kansas. Well, Little Kansas head football coach a couple years ago. He's now at Carl Junction as a DC. And he had a hard time leaving Carl Junction because he had a group of young kids that I believe were freshmen then that were really good. And he was excited about them, had a hard time leaving. So those kids are now winning. They're 2-1 right now. Who beat them?
Don't know off the top of my head. I can find out.
All right, we're going to find out who beat them. I'm going to pick Little Kansas here, but I'm curious who beat them.
Kansas is 2-1, a loss to Colcord. They beat Ketchum 46-0, and they got a 12-7 win over Westville.
Oh, yeah. Colcord's a good team. They're good.
That's a no-brainer.
What's a no-brainer? The Ironman?
They even money line on the Ironman.
Oh, you heard it. Double points.
All right, well, you guys are disagreeing a lot this week. And then finally, Bartlesville to round out the high school games. The Bruins hosting Booker T. Booker T's 1-2. I heard that maybe they got some guys injured. That's unconfirmed. We'll see what happens tonight. But obviously, Booker T's Booker T tonight at Custer Stadium.
They could have 20 guys injured. They're talented. Coach Caleb's done a great job. They're going to compete for a state championship. They got the Division I players that are playing at a high major level. I think the Bruins are – it is going to be a rough night for the Bruins. I don't see them getting their first victory of the year at all, so I'm going with the Hornets.
Coach Rebard?
Well, I'd really like for them just to go out and compete for four quarters here. Make it close till you get to the fourth quarter and then see what happens. Lay everything out on the line tonight and just see what happens for the Bruins. I hope it's close, but I'm going to have to go with Booker T to make sure that I claim victory over Barton.
Our two Big 12 schools, we've got OU in action against Tech at home first. We'll go with the Sooners at home against Tech.
At the Sooners, I still think the offense is clicking. I think defense is getting better. I know we've discussed that. There are going to be some adjustments. I noticed this week there's been a couple of defensive players entered the old transfer portal, so I mean, Coach Beach, he's getting them fired up. They can compete. Some of them don't like it, so maybe they're not good enough. So I'm going to the Sooners. I think the Sooners win this game easily.
Coach Rebord.
Hey, yeah, you're right, Coach Bart. They got a couple of them entering the transfer portal. They also moved a receiver to safety. Kid wants to move and play over there. So, you know, and they're getting it going there. Offensively, you know, they're the best in the country. No doubt about it. They're going to win this game big.
Oklahoma State and Kansas State in Stillwater. Pokes coming off that close loss to Texas. K-State's Big 12 opener under Chris Klieman in Stillwater tomorrow.
Pick 'em, Bart.
It's going to be a good game.
Pick 'em.
It's going to be a great game.
Pick them.
I think A.J. Parker is going to
yeah.
interception, and I'm going with the Wildcats.
Yeah, there it is. There it is. Sorry. Gosh. Sorry, Evan. Sorry, buddy. Yeah, you know what? If you would have picked OSU, I would have picked K-State. And there's no doubt about it there. And I think it's going to be a great game. But, you know, I think Gundy's going to win this game. I'm going with OSU. For my friend Evan, I think it's his birthday. Is it your birthday?
It was a couple days ago, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, everybody out there, if you see him tonight, make sure you wish him happy birthday. Come up in the press box.
32. He turned 32.
No. Him happy birthday.
Not quite that old yet.
Bring him a hot dog or popcorn or something from the concession stand.
That's right. That. I need
it. You got engaged yet?
I'm married.
Married.
You got married?
What? Yeah.
I guess I didn't get invited to the wedding.
I mean, I'll tell you what.
I'm my present.
You were right on the fence.
Right on the fence. I didn't make the cut line.
Yeah, just on the wrong side of the line.
That's funny. Mark, you teeing off? You getting ready to tee off today?
Yes, we are.
All right.
Go
well,
low.
Hit them long. Hit them straight. Tell everybody out there in Elk Country, we said hello from Northern Washington County.
Yeah.
Good luck to everybody tonight, all the kids, fans, officials, all that good stuff like that.
All right, Coach. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks, Coach.